The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for the Bridgeway Hotel with a huge 7 metre screen you'll never want to leave. Make your way to the Bridgeway.
Oh, hello everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Rush Hour here on Triple M, 5:30 till 7. A big hello to my very dear friend, young Bernie Vince. Hello to you, Bern, and hi to the family.
Hi, Jars, and hi everyone listening out there. What a day it was today, Jars. What did you get up to? Well, do you want to let the listeners know?
Can I just say before we go through what's happening on the show for the next hour and a half, I just want to say a big thank you for inviting me to play golf with you today.
Oh, that's
at Grange.
That sounds very heartfelt. I appreciate it.
You didn't have to invite me.
No, I didn't. But I felt like I had to after Blewett has sort of
Greg
just fresh aired you a little bit.
An elitist that he is.
Yeah, he's just, I think he feels like he just sits just above us at the moment. Oh. But, you know, we'll chat about it. You've got a show with him Saturday morning. Mm. We'll get to that a bit later.
But
big show
you.
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's on tonight? Show? Bernie's beef. Mm. I'm getting really, really angry about something. And just for our listeners, tune in because it's got something to do with today. And now this is big. So tune in. Don't go away. That'll be in about 10 minutes.
This is where you start spitting and farting and burping all over the studio when you get on fire,
yeah,
isn't
get just make sure you maybe sit back or get out of the room.
So I've got to bunker down.
You are slightly involved. You're involved.
In Bernie's beef.
Yeah, put your goggles on, mate. T20 squads are out for the bushfires. So some big inclusions too. Big inclusions. All
Adelaide
of a sudden, I tell you what, the Adelaide have just firmed in my books.
They have, because you and I wrote
much.
Them off.
Oh, they were done. Gone. I was thinking, this is just going to be a farce. Yeah. They'll be bowled out in about five overs.
Yeah, in the power play.
Yeah. They'll have everyone in.
But I like the lineup.
I do. Some big inclusions. So we announced that just after the beef. And we speak to Alex Carey, who's involved in both games, Saturday night and Sunday.
Nice.
So what a nice man he is. So
he's
I'm
a
looking
beautiful
forward to
young man.
Having
yes.
a chat to him. And right. Just off the top, an announcement, a big blow for the Adelaide United.
Mm.
A up-and-coming star, Al Hassan Toure, has got a stress fracture in his foot duty for the Oli Roos. So he's out indefinitely and could have to have surgery. And he is a star. We spoke about him last week.
That's a blow.
And that's a big blow.
Yes,
so unfortunate news there for the Reds, but they're sticking with him. I've sent him in for surgery and hopefully be back bigger and better. So big show coming
Good
up.
Stuff. And hello to you, radio icon.
Who, me?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Sean Craig Murphy of Adelaide.
I forgot you, Murph.
AustralianRadioSchool.com. You want to slide in one of those? Radio Icon is no currency to me. I mean, it doesn't get me any business. You've got to get the Radio
Can't do
School
it till you're 18. Get it earlier.
Burns Beef is next on Triple M. Alex Carey's going to tell us what he really thinks about Tex Walker after 6 o'clock with the Rush Hour. Brand new Rush Hour with Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman here on Triple M.
Down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
Oh, no. All right, what do you got for us today, buddy?
Okay, well, you know, I only talk about the things that really get on my goat.
Mm-hmm.
And today we played golf, and it wasn't one particular moment. It was more of an accumulation, I like to call it, of our entire day.
Well, it was 5 hours worth.
Well, it was 5 hours, and that will be getting a mention.
Oh, no.
So this all started.
Okay.
We're on air every night, aren't we? We
yes,
finish
we
at seven,
yes,
and we
do.
Spoke about it every break.
Hmm.
What time to get there? What time? You
yes,
know.
Sir.
So you called me twice after 7 p.m. last
yes,
night, just
correct.
To confirm and
yes,
what
I
to
did.
Wear and all. You know
uh-huh.
all this. The yeah. next morning, my
this
your first
morning?
Phone call this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
sorry.
Right.
The first phone call, 6 a.m. wakes Harvey up.
Oh no! Did I?
Yes, that's you don't even have to answer to me. That's with Abs.
Oh,
she's
sorry,
not happy.
Abs.
Oh. So she's not happy. She's not happy on playing golf for starters. And then secondly, you've woken Harvey up.
I apologise.
But that's not the last one. You call me 3 times before we get there at 7:30. We're getting there at 7:30 and you've called me 5 times in the last 12 hours and I've given you the same answer. Now I've been warned.
I just need to know what time we're teeing off.
It hadn't changed from 8:10 a week ago. Right. I haven't even started yet.
Oh, okay.
I was warned by the one and only Gregory Blewett
okay.
about you,
mm-hmm.
about your attire,
yes, sir.
Your golf etiquette.
Yeah.
And what did I say? I said, just wear something, so golf gear, but so you blend in.
Yes.
Okay, so you don't stand out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's laughing because he knows where this is going. I drive in. And not only is he parked 2 kilometres from the clubhouse in the worst car park spot you can pick. He's dressed like Kermit the Frog. He's got a light green golf shirt on and black pants. I rock up. I have to laugh because I was just laughing. And I come in and he's wearing pants and he's wearing golf pants, right?
Yes.
She's wearing these black pants. He's like, "How do you like these are good pants, aren't they? How's my golf pants?"
I'm
like,
shirt in.
"It's 38 degrees today. You're wearing pants. What are you thinking?"
Oh no!
So this isn't even now the car park yet.
Yeah.
So then we go for a practice putt. Like, we should have a practice putt. Get a feel for the greens.
Yes, we did.
So we go over and there's sort of 2 sections to this putting green. I go over to the right section. I lose Jars for a bit. I turn back, and what do I see? There's a big Australian Open next weekend at Royal Adelaide. So there's 2 Chinese players over.
The women's,
and they're putting, just trying to mind their own business. I turn around and what do I see? 2 Chinese players giving him a lesson. He's getting a lesson from 2 Chinese players that speak Mandarin, of all things. So now I'm over there trying to interpret it.
Oh, stop it.
I'm trying to interpret what they're saying. And in the end, they just started pointing and poking. And in the end, he had his left hand down putting, which is only Jordan Spieth does that in the world.
Stop it. She didn't understand English.
Oh, she didn't. Oh, and everyone knows when you don't have a handicap jar. So that was your first card you're going to put in. Oh,
yes, sir.
So we go. You have to play stroke. You have to play every hole out.
Yes, sir.
Every shot. Normally it takes, what is it, about 4 hours, around under 4 hours. And because we had to play out every hole, how long did it take?
What?
5.5
Stop
hours.
He wasn't
ready. We had to come straight here after our game. No shower. In fact, we haven't finished yet. We're still going to play the 18th.
No, we don't. Get stuffed.
No, it wasn't that bad, but it was 5.5 hours.
You finished
it. How are the blisters on your hands?
Oh, actually, I've got one. I found, yeah.
You know where that's from?
What?
The rake! Because you're in every bloody bucket there was on the Grange Golf Course! And I'm sick of waiting for you to rake the bloody thing!
Oh. I did spend a fair bit of time in there.
My favourite part of the day was, which was my most unfavourite part as well. I think, where's Jars? I've lost him. I turn around and we played with 2 guys that were lovely fellas, lovely fellas, 170. I turn around and Jars has cramped up. He's cramped up. I turn around, he's laying on his back.
Stop it.
And the 70-year-old is stretching his hamstrings. And how's about you didn't make the ladies' team?
Stop it.
And you go in to pay for it, and then your credit card doesn't work. Oh, my God, I had to pay for it, I'm out.
Are we in next week?
No.
Oh, Burn, stop it.
That was Bernie's beef.
Wow.
On the Rush Hour.
I copped it there.
With Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
Jeez.
Alex Carey has apparently blocked a certain member of the Rush Hour's phone number. We'll find out which one it is. We'll speak to Kez right after 6 o'clock news on Triple M. The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
A very important day on Sunday for South Australia. We've got our respective football clubs playing in the T20 Celebrity Cricket Match for the Bushfire Appeal, and we're very proud of both footy clubs and the players that have put their hand up. And we've had a bit of fun with some of these boys.
We have, yep.
More so from the Adelaide Crows, but The squads have now been completed and signed off by their captain. So Port Adelaide Young Byrne have added Travis Head.
Yes.
Shaggy Sayers. Harry Nilsson.
Yep.
Sarah Lowe. She's a very, very good cricketer. And Phil Salt.
Oh, Phil Salt.
Has been added to the Port Adelaide
lineup. He's in some form, isn't he?
Wow.
Wowee.
But guess where he's batting? Number 10.
Yeah, well, he could be in the third or fourth over.
Now, Adelaide Crows, Young Byrne, who have they added?
They've turned the whole scenario around here
because
we thought they were down and out.
We but thought
have
they
a look
gone.
At some of these names, would you?
Yeah.
And I'll just put a line in because Walker is just next to Rashid Khan. I don't want to accidentally read him out.
Yeah, you don't read him
out. So Rashid Khan who is the best bowler almost in the world. T20 world,
in the world
at the moment.
Yep.
Alex Carey, who is on fire at the moment too.
Love it.
Kane Richardson, that bowls 145 clicks and has got a very good slower ball, which the Port Adelaide people, I reckon they'll be shivering down there at Alberton at the moment.
Maybe Charlotte will have no idea. In.
And Bridget Patterson as well, who's a striker as well. Who's that's a big get too. So
the
now
coach,
all of a sudden, the quality of these squads have just gone
Australian-like.
Straight up.
They're Australian-like.
Well, they are. A lot of these guys have played for Australia or international. Anyway.
Just quickly read out the coaches of the respective sides.
So the coach, Adelaide have picked up a big one here too. They've got Boof.
Big Boof.
Darren Lehman. He's going to coach. And for Port Adelaide, they've got Barry Nugget Reeves, who have his gloves on too the whole game, he reckons. So
good man.
So yeah, great cause. And hopefully everyone gets around it and gets out there. The weather's going to be okay Sunday.
Very good, yeah.
It's going to be wet Saturday for the actual Strikers game. So let's hope there's no injuries as well.
What time does it start, do we know?
2:30, I think it starts.
Okay. And Triple M's calling the game?
We're calling the game, mate, so we'll be there. So if there's a late out, I'll be there. I'll bring my gear just in case. And I can't believe we haven't got a phone call at this stage, but... Have you?
Past players have been obviously neglected, and that's okay.
Absolutely,
we'll wear
that's,
this one.
That's not what you were saying off air.
He can't.
Some of these Crows boys should be carrying Bernie and I's bags to the change rooms. Honestly, look, Tom Lynch can play. Brad Crouch can play. We know that. Fogarty, they reckon he's the big master blaster. He's not Vivi Richards. Darcy Fogarty, you're not Viv. There's only one master blaster. All right.
That's what he said.
That's me. and we know Sloane can't bowl and can't bat.
Well, he bowled off the wrong leg the other night on the news I was watching. So he
who's wicketkeeper? Who's going to be wicketkeeping? Well, Keza? I don't think Keza will keep.
Nah, he probably won't want to risk injury on the end of his finger.
Brad Crouch, isn't he? Brad or Matt? Aren't they?
It'd be funny to see Tex try and keep.
But he's going to bowl. He reckons he's a fast bowler.
Please.
Some of the
he could be 12th, actually. He might not play.
Nah. So, well done. Look forward to it. Get down there and support a wonderful cause. And, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well done.
And we're going to have a chat to Alex Carey about that game in just a few moments, right after Triple M News at 6, minutes away with the Rush Hour.
Yeah, nice to have you back for the final hour of the new Rush Hour here on Triple M. I'm joined by my colleague Bernie Vince, and we had a wonderful day today, even though you smashed me in Bernie's beef. Absolute tirade that was.
Well, I just feel like our listeners
You told me when we had a beer with our fellow golfers, Paul and
Peter.
And Peter,
yes.
And a lovely gentleman, that you thought I did very, very well and you were proud of the way I played, and then I copped that barrage.
Yeah, you did at times. You did well.
You didn't focus on the way I played. You focused on what I didn't do.
Well, I need to get that off my chest. I wanted people to experience what I went through today.
Mate, hundreds and thousands of people listen to us. So I don't think I'll be able to step on another golf course. There you
this,
go.
This is like going to a counsellor for me.
I don't give a...
I just got it off my chest. Makes me feel better. And if our listeners want to get out and see you dressed as Kermit the Frog, it's up on our Instagram, Triple M Adelaide at the moment. So they'll be able to experience what I went through.
Mate, I was dressed by our very good friends at Drummond Golf, Shane. He's a good friend of ours here at Triple M.
Did you forget to ask him for a belt? I didn't even mention that.
That was embarrassing.
And your pants are falling down. Do you want me to start again?
Me strike.
I can go again.
No, not another one.
It is a good look. Triple M's Instagram page. Oh. Have a look if you want to see what Jazz was looking like today. Jazz, do you know that Jazz is on Instagram as well?
Oh, he is actually, because he just asked me. Well, you know, down the bottom where there's all the likes, people
Sayers
on Instagram would know.
He ticked.
Chad Sayers has liked it.
Okay.
And then you said, Chad Sayers has liked this and others.
And you said,
who's others?
I'm a bit naive,
get
mate.
Up with it, mate.
I'm not
Come on.
With the
I know you
technology.
Played a long time ago.
I'm old school.
Get up with it.
Well, and can you just explain?
I'll help you.
Well, others is everybody
others
else.
Others is everyone else.
Lovely. I don't know how many followers I got.
You're not going to reveal what your name is.
No, not at all.
Your Instagram name.
No, not at all.
They should just write their other two.
Some
that are following you.
Some flogged the other two. Crack at me.
Chad Sayers and the other two.
Yeah.
Can you give
mean he was.
Can you give a clue as to what your name might be involved in? What's it connected to?
Kermit.
one of my idols.
Freddie
Barry
Mercury.
Robin.
He's one of my idols in movies.
Oh.
Back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
It's John Wayne. It's John Wayne. Alex Carey. Do not miss this interview. Alex Carey is next on the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on Triple M.
Always a pleasure to catch up with one of our favourites, Alex Carey from the Adelaide Strikers and the Australian Cricket Side. He joins us. G'day, Alex, and welcome, and thanks for your time, my friend.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Now, look, you're not far away from playing for Australia in Test cricket, but this is a massive honour that you've been included in the Adelaide Crows T20 side, celebrity game on Sunday. Triple M will be calling that game. Alex Carey, Kane Richardson, Jake Weatherald, Rashid Khan and Bridget Patterson. What a lineup! And, mate, I reckon you're a big chance to knock Port Adelaide off.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. It's you've got BBL finals coming up, but this one's been in the calendar for a while, and it's, you know, us boys playing in the BBL want to be a part of this one. So we're very excited. As you mentioned, some big names in there. Rashid Khan's one of the best in the world. So the Port boys will probably have a bit of trouble facing him. Kane Richardson bowls 140-plus. Weatherald smacks him, so it's going to be very exciting on Sunday.
I'll tell you what, before the latest inclusions, Jars, the team was pretty poor.
The Adelaide Crows team was rubbish.
So, absolute rubbish. And now it actually looks very,
they
very
go in as favourites.
They'll go in as favourites now. Your shoulders will be very sore come Sunday night, though, Alex.
I saw a lineup come out, and I was batting at 7, so I've got to send Lynchie a quick message and see if this is just in alphabetical order or what they've done, but I think 7's a little bit low for Weathers and myself and Richo.
Well, Walker, I think he's W would be down the bottom of the list, and he can stay there because he's hopeless. But
saying that 7, I could be in early still.
Yeah, you could be. The tail starts.
Don't worry, you'll be batting in power play.
Now, speaking of the conditions, mate, I think if it's a draw, Jars, do you realise that the Strikers go through? If there's no game.
Oh, we're talking about Saturday?
Saturday night now. Yeah, sorry. Yep. We're back onto the Strikers. Yep. Well, they're probably the more important game looking forward to. But does that affect the selection? You know, you come and you might, I think it's 5 overs that have to be completed to create a game or for a game to start. Does that affect the selection if it's going to be reduced?
I don't think so. I think ideally you want to win the toss in a night like that. If you can, you like to chase and know what you are chasing if it's a match that's been reduced. So pressure's on Heddy to get the bat flip right. But no, we're playing some really good cricket at the moment. We're pretty settled the last few games, and it's, you know, it's exciting to be in the finals. Ideally, we would have got Hobart in that run chase and finished second, but saying that, we take a lot of confidence out of making 210 in a quite high-scoring game.
You speak of the Hurricanes. Is there a team you prefer? I know you're just coming off a loss to them. Do you prefer the Thunder now, or is that just doesn't matter?
I don't think so. They had a night out the other night. Wade was unbelievable, and Darcy Short, we know how good he is. So you don't expect them to have that quite good a night if we do come up against them. Saying that, Thunder are playing really well as well. We've got Callum Ferguson, one of our own, who's leading the way there, and Alex Hales is hitting some good form. So I think what's happened is we've got the top 5 sides in the BBL, and anyone can win it. I think we're all playing some really good cricket, and yeah, you can see on your night you've got to be switched on, because it can definitely turn a final series on its head.
Alex, the cricket calendar is absolutely jam-packed over the summer. The BBL, is it too long? Is 14 games too many? Should we, because the crowd numbers have dropped so far, and you know we're playing it in school holidays, and now the kids are back now. But what's your thoughts and your take on where it should go for the next couple of years to rejuvenate the comp?
You know, I think it's hard to get it perfect. I've enjoyed the fact that it's been shorter and more games in this time. I know that all our players are still really excited to run out on Saturday night and play another game of cricket for the Adelaide Strikers. So I think we're still fresh. We're still you know, playing good cricket. We want to you know, now hit our straps coming into finals. So yeah, it's hard to please everyone. Ideally, you want the kids there and the parents not have to worry about school the next day, but you know, with it on TV now, it's still really exciting.
Yeah.
Alex, Jono Wells, he's made 444 runs at 74, going at 136, Jars, can you believe? Is he the most underrated player in this comp? And can you see him playing for Australia soon?
Oh, he's I said it before, he's the most underrated player probably 3 months ago, but he's just got so much accolades now. He's really rated. But he does go under the radar a bit with his performances. They are, you know, match winning. He's been so consistent again this year as he was last year. I would love to see him in the green and gold. He's a great fella. He's great for the Adelaide Strikers, and if he does ever play in the green and gold, he'll do really well, and he'll add a lot to the team. So, yeah, it's a hard one. It's, you know, who do you leave out of that middle order for Australia? But you've got a guy who's done it so consistently now. It's hard to ignore.
Now, I want to ask you a more of a personal question. I know Jars has got your personal number, which I always get a little bit worried about with our listeners. You pest people.
No, I don't.
Sam Jacobs, Chad Sayers, Alex Carey now. Yes, you do. And I just want to keep out of this. This is an interview with me and Alex at the moment. Has he been texting you for a new bat and new gloves? And was he texting you while there's a game on?
No, Bernie, I'll be honest, mate. I'm not sure. I've had to block his number, so I don't respect.
That's what blew it, son.
He's blocked him.
Nah, he's all right, Jazz. He's he gives a bit back as well, so I'm always happy to help him. A good bloke out, I guess.
He's a good boy.
He is. Hey, mate, congratulations in the finals. Let's get the job done. And don't let Trav Head bowl in the first over in the power play because he bowls crap. and secondly, mate, all the best on Sunday. Triple M will be down there calling the game. Port Adelaide, I reckon we get 45, 50,000 here on
pack
Sunday.
Pack it out.
All jokes aside, I think it's obviously a great cause of what's happened recently with the bushfires. And, yeah, definitely encourage everyone to come down and donate and have a really good day. It's been tough the last few months with what's going on, but hopefully Sunday there's some smiles on the crowd's face and we can add some money to the tally.
Well said, mate. And thanks for your time, and we'll speak again.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Superstar Alex Carey. He is and a wonderful young man and a very, very, very good cricketer. And you know what? I'm a lot more relieved that he's playing for the Adelaide Crows.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had to. It was just going to be a one-sided affair.
But he can't bat seven.
No,
you better make
seven.
A call to
he
Tommy Lynch and your mate Tex. He's got to open.
Tex isn't answering my calls now. It's a bit like Alex and you.
The new Rush Hour.
Now, Jars, coronavirus. Been in the news a lot. I think 10 people being tested here in Adelaide. Do Port go to China?
That's
the big question.
That's been mooted around, hasn't it?
Well, they play there in May, which is obviously a few months away.
Yep.
Round 11.
Mm-hmm.
How long are we going to wait to find out?
They'll have a deadline, surely. If they can't contain it, if the virus does spread and it becomes, you know, all over China and now we've seen signs here in Adelaide and a few people in the rest of our country, which, how can these planes come in Australia? Why aren't they stopping them at the Chinese airports or the Beijing airport? Why are we letting them in if they've got some sort of virus?
I think it's you don't have it. You don't know the symptoms until you've already travelled, I guess. 5 days later, you find out you've got it. So unless
alarming.
You stop it's everyone. It's scary. Because...
But look, to answer the question, it's still months away, the game. And I'm sure Port Adelaide and the AFL have contingency plans in place there, Ben.
Well, they'd have to. And I think they need to make a call. How long do you wait? About a month out?
Oh, I reckon.
A couple
Absolutely.
Of months out.
Yeah. So then where do they play if they cancel that game?
Well, that's a good point.
Where do they go?
Port's home game, isn't it?
Yes,
so you play it here.
You play it here, do you?
Yeah.
Well, but the Adelaide Crows will be probably playing here.
Let's find that out. We'll find out.
We might have to find that out.
Because there is a weekend where there's no games at Adelaide Oval. It might be a bye weekend. Jazz, our EP, executive producers, just chasing that one down now.
I haven't read up on it enough, to be honest with you, Ben. But the question is, should Port Adelaide play in China? I think they'll have it contained by then, and I think they'll be fine. I think the game will still go ahead.
I think it's still a risk. Yeah. I'm not taking my best 25 players over
there.
You're not. Imagine if they're all infected, and then you lose the second half of the season. I'm making the call right now.
Jumping the gun, Burn.
Yeah,
Port Adelaide
might be
not going
gone
to China.
And it might have died down a bit, but who knows? If one player gets it on the plane all the way back with the other players, all of a sudden...
Let's not spook Port Adelaide and their fans and the competition. The ball hasn't bounced yet. Give it time. We've got plenty of time.
I know I'm giving it time.
Jeez,
but
you jumped the gun.
But I'm looking after the Port Adelaide players. I'm taking them. I'm
they'll have
them
their
here.
Professionals there. They'll be fine. I think the game will be fine, mate.
Okay. Well.
All right. And Ruin Ditts, Sean, are they got someone on tomorrow on Bricky?
Hey, just really quickly, it is a Saints home game. Because remember, every one of these poor games, they don't give up a home game.
So it's
St
Kilda.
So it's a St Kilda home game. So that's kind of throws a spanner in the works. Yeah, look, tomorrow morning, the coronavirus, everyone's talking about it. Ruin Ditts are going to be speaking anonymously to one person who's infected with the coronavirus. He's going to be explaining the symptoms, what happens next, and what happened with the authorities. So something that maybe a lot of people hopefully not in South Australia, but a lot of people in Australia are going to be thinking about what they're going to be going through, or maybe someone that they loved going through. And also what they're going to be doing is having a chat to a guy called Daniel. Daniel's a Sydney man who's in quarantine in Wuhan at the moment. He's in a skyrise building. So he's going to go into details about how in a city of 11 million people, I don't know if you guys have seen videos, but there is no one on the streets. There's no one at all on the streets. And apparently what people are doing is they're chanting from window to window so that they can actually feel like there's some human contact. So there's lots of this chanting happening around.
Like a ghost town. Yeah, that is an exclusive, isn't it? Ruin Ditts tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
Tune in because that is big, Jazz.
Yes. Wow.
It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M. Don't forget, if you ever miss any of the Rush Hour, grab the podcast, the Rush Hour podcast on the Triple M app on your mobile phone. Rush Hour, brand new time slot, brand new lineup. It's on between 5:30 and 7, Monday to Friday, with Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman.
Port Adelaide boys will be dancing on Sunday in the T20 celebrity cricket match for the bushfire appeal because Kane Richardson we're putting around their ears.
I thought he meant dancing being happy. I was thinking, no, they won't.
Now he's been included in the Adelaide Crow side.
Yeah, he's a big get. He'd be the quickest out there.
I tell you who scares me for that squad, Phil Salt playing for Port Adelaide.
Well, he's going to scare some people in the crowd because they'll be coming in there a lot. He's in some good form too.
Yeah.
Imagine what he's going to do to some of the...
I hope, and I know we've been slamming him for about a month since you and I have been kicked or hadn't even been asked to play in the game because we're ex-cricketers.
Yeah.
And it's hurtful.
Yeah.
We're disappointed as past players.
Yes.
But that's okay. They've got their 14 players in their squads. But so therefore, you and I have had to go and find other clubs to play cricket.
We have.
You're going to Stansbury.
We thought we were both playing
Sunday. We did.
So now We've had to scramble and find ourselves a team. No, I'm playing for Stansbury.
For your
I have actually
game.
played a game so far.
You've got to qualify.
Who are you playing for? Where's your
team? The side
team
that
now?
I was gunned for hire in last year, the Peninsula Pirates down there at Westlake Shores on Hardwicket. It was a wonderful experience. Opened the batting. 64 not out.
I didn't ask that.
Oh, sorry,
anyway.
They slipped out. I've made contact and said, look, if you're short of players, I would be available.
Wow. So you've picked yourself.
The phone hasn't stopped.
You said pick me.
The phone hasn't stopped.
What grade? What grade or division are they in?
I think we're one days in B's.
Yes.
So we're called the Pirates.
50 overs.
It's 40
can you
overs.
Do another pirate noise?
It's 40.
That sounds like a dead crow.
Sound like a fart.
Sound like a taxi knocked over Sunday.
I can't do an
No.
Anyway, so I'm looking forward to having it, but it's going to be wet.
Oh, Saturday is, yes. That's when all the rain's coming in, yes.
Oh.
20 to 30 mil. Hard wicket, though. Hard wicket might save you.
Is that it?
Might save us.
Okay.
Because we're both on the same rain band line.
So the ball will skid off?
Well, yeah, you just have to come off your short run so you don't skid too much.
So make sure we make plenty of runs and then we will text.
Send a message
to the
selectors.
To Tommy Lynch, the captain of the Adelaide Crows, and to your mate, Texan, and Rory Sloane.
I might see if Port Adelaide want me. We haven't gone down that path.
That won't go down well.
I don't care.
You're not going
I'll
to Port
do
Adelaide,
it.
Mate.
I'll tell you what, with Phil Salt coming into the team,
sorry,
I need to get back to that.
You're not going to Port Adelaide.
Well, I'll play for whoever will take me at the moment.
They're locked and loaded.
Are they?
They're ready
but
to go.
But Phil Salt, I reckon what they should do, you know what I reckon they should do for the kids on the weekend?
What's that, buddy?
Sell helmets on the door. Because they're going to be coming into the crowd.
Rush Hour, Bernie and Jars. Hey, really quickly, I just want to give away some 36ers tickets. These are hot property. Mathematically, it's still got a chance of making the finals. You want to check out the 36ers, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. It's on Sunday at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. You can buy tickets at tickettech.com. If you're quick, though, you can win them on 13353.
Beautiful stuff. And don't forget, we're at the Salisbury Hotel this Friday.
Looking forward to
5:30.
You've been there before?
Yeah, brilliant.
Good establishment.
Yep, come down. We'll shout you a free beer, and we've got raffles going, and great food. And Donna, the manager, she really does look after you. So come down and say hello. Now, Byrne.
Yes.
Some footy news again. Fremantle Football Club.
Yeah.
What has happened?
Well, a statement's just been released by the Fremantle Football Club, and I read it out. Forward Jesse Hogan is taking leave away from the club so he can deal with the mental health challenges. Oh, this is from Peter Bell. Jesse needs time away from the club so he can manage mental health challenges that he's dealing with and focus on his general well-being. We believe it is most appropriate course of action, and more importantly, it's what's best for Jesse's long-term health and well-being. So very sad news, because that's a couple of breaks now he's had with this, and it's hard one to comment on because you don't really know what's going on, but very sad because...
You know the lad, you've seen him up.
No, he's a great kid, he's one of the hardest trainers. He's a good runner for a big bloke, but just had a really bad luck of injury. He'd always, just when he'd get up and running, he would get struck down again. So whether that's played a role, and you know, he hurt his foot again last year playing for Fremantle and missed a big chunk, and you saw he was visibly in tears on the bench when he hurt his foot. Yep. I don't think he played again after that, and that was only mid-season, and he'd just come back. So the frustration of that and injuries can build up. So thoughts and prayers out
there. Must be serious, because obviously Fremantle, fresh start, new coach. And as you know, when you get a new coach, it's exciting and everyone's up and about, and the clean slate, and all spots are open under the new senior coach. So it must be really serious.
It must be. It doesn't. One thing about mental health, Jars, it doesn't discriminate. Absolutely. So it doesn't matter what you do or who you are. So yeah, all our best wishes out to Jesse Hogan and his family.
On the flip side, Jackie Watts, who missed a lot of football last year for Port Adelaide with that horror leg injury, could be available for round one for Port Adelaide.
Well, that's good news, because they need him out there. Very good user of the footy.
Well, you know what he's like. He is a class player with the ball in hand.
Yep.
What's his best position, if I can ask you?
I think high half forward, wing, because you want him. I want him, if I'm a forward, I want him entering it or kicking it to me inside 50, because it'll be right there. Yep. You know, want him being that finishing kick. So that's where I think you need to get him in a position where he's going to do that.
Yep.
I think that's wing, high half forward.
Yep.
Maybe he's an extra mid playing as a half forward, but hopefully he can get back out. That was a horror injury. I was at that game when he did that and didn't look good at all. So good news for Jack Watts.
Good news, yes. So could be available for round one, but definitely be back, and that'll help Port Adelaide. Now, received a bit of some information regarding the Adelaide Crows. There's some news coming out of the Adelaide Crows in the next day or so.
Oh.
So I'm just giving you the heads up, but it's not Brad Crouch related.
Oh, who all is right? that? What, well, re-signing or?
All I got told was just sit tight. There's some big news coming out in the next day or so from the Adelaide Crows.
No, nothing more.
Can we speculate? Can we ask you a question?
Yeah, and you like to speculate about your football club.
Of course it is.
But it's not Brad Crouch. Not re-signing.
It's not
committing.
Grundy coming.
I beg your pardon?
It's not Grundy coming. No. Now.
Who said that?
Well, he's just signed with Collingwood.
Is it something to do with the move to the city?
Oh, it could be.
I'm only just speculating.
Speculating. They might be going somewhere else.
What about the culture leader? Have they appointed the culture?
Well, could be that as well. Yeah. Could be that as well. I'll make some phone calls tonight.
Okay. Well, I'll look forward to that. When's that? In 2 days.
Well, maybe tomorrow. But
big news.
Just got the heads up. That's all.
Hey, hang on.
It's Brad Crouch re-signing.
It's not Brad. It's not Brad Crouch related. Listen to what I said.
I'm doing my homework.
Active listening.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, my mail is that it's about Andrew Jarman making it into the AFL Hall of Fame.
Get him in there.
Yeah.
Don't. I'll tear up.
You're doing your own promotion now. You are just special, aren't you?
Special, yeah.
Bernie and Jars. It's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Bernie and Jars. Bernie is Bernie Vince. Jars, Andrew Jarman, of course. The Rush Hour between 5:30 and 7 on 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, as you know, gentlemen, it's the Chinese horoscope for 2020, right?
It's
the year
of
the rat. It's the year of the rat, all right? Do you understand
that? The rat, yeah, that's...
And a lot of people talk about the horoscope, the Chinese horoscope. Now, I was born in 1966.
Yeah.
Movie Kenny.
Kenny Calendar, for those who aren't...
Yeah, okay. Weren't alive back then.
Kenny the movie.
Yeah, Kenny, I know Kenny the movie.
Kenny, when he looked after his tallest. This is Kenny's mate.
Yeah, but that's how Kenny Calendar spoke as well.
And I'm the year of the horse.
The horse, yeah.
That's me, my boy. And just what it says.
I know what I am.
Hang on. Strong-willed and hard-working. All right?
Okay.
That's what it says.
The for year you. For yeah, you.
Sure you got you. The year right?
Yeah, 1966. Right. So that's me. Ken Hinckley.
Yeah.
Year of the horse for Kenny.
Oh, he's the horse too.
Right. So he's strong-willed and hard-working.
Yes.
1966, Sean Craig Murphy.
Ah, same
so,
year.
Welcome. All right. Welcome. Hello. So you're to the year of the horse for us, my friend. So if you have a punt.
Now, have you got any other years there? Or?
This is really working well.
Burn. No. I went through
everyone's a horse.
You should have mixed them up, you know.
Oh, Farlap, that's a horse.
I don't care. I'll do it how I want to do it.
Might and power.
Bernie Vince, what year were you born?
1985. I'm year of the ox.
You're
know that.
Year of the ox.
What does that mean, though?
Mate. Can you do that noise of an ox? Go.
I think that was a cow. But
determined, reliable, and hardworking.
That is me.
That's you, my boy.
It's the same as a horse.
And be mindful of others, consulting and building up connections. Well, that's what you're doing back in Adelaide.
I do.
So your year of the ox. Now,
wow, this is true.
Matty Nix.
Well, right. This could be big.
He was born in 1975, the Adelaide Crows senior coach. He's the year of the rabbit.
What does he do? Run down a hole.
That's not a rabbit, Sean. That sounds like a rat.
Well, no, I haven't got a rabbit sound effect.
Now,
I know what a rabbit sounds like when a ferret's on the back of it.
Rabbits have a quiet, easygoing manner. Right?
Yeah, nice.
They enjoy company and conversations and appreciate the finer things in life. Oh. That is Matty Nix to the teeth.
Well, hey, this is all the stars are aligning.
There you
just.
Go. The year of the rabbit. So what? The Crows, year of the rabbit.
Wow, hey, what's 1990? Does that say something?
Hang on there, you put me under pressure.
Yeah, I did.
No.
Only because it's Texan. It might have been
Texas' birthday.
Yeah, the year of the dish or something.
Year of the ears. Now,
don't point to me.
No, my daughters.
Yeah,
Charlie May and Riley Jarman.
I want to cut you off there for a sec. Because Riley Jarman has commented on the Instagram post of Kermit the Frog, and she thought when you left for golf today, you know what she thought it was?
What'd she say?
You were heading off to a dress-up party. Oh,
that's unfair.
Even your family whacking you. But I must admit, when we are doing this, or this show, you are very much distracted by your phone the whole time. You're not a big phone man during the day.
No, not at all.
But when the show's on, I tell you what, I can't even get eye contact with you.
Not at all.
Who are you talking to? Is it feedback from the show? Is it Maz? Is it Riles?
Well, I get critique from my family.
Is that what's happening at the moment?
Well, that's what happens.
So you're listening to feedback on the run.
They're air-checking our show every bloody day. So, 6:15 p.m, my oldest daughter, Charlie Mae Jarman, she's a school teacher. Hi, Pa. I'm listening to your show, and I wanted to say I appreciate your craft and your skills on the radio.
You made that bit up.
No.
Did you really say that?
Let me read that.
But I cannot for the life of me listen to you and Bernie talk about cricket for 45 minutes.
Well, do we talk about that long, do we?
Did we?
That's a
there
whack.
There you go.
Did you really say craft?
Let me read that. Yeah. No, craft and skills not on there, but the rest is.
Read it. Send it. There you go. It my is babies.
Too.
There you go. Yeah. So I replied back, thanks, love. Dad carries the show.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for the Bridgeway Hotel with a huge 7-metre screen you'll never want to leave. Make your way to the Bridgeway.